Welcome to the Brand Builders Lab podcast. I'm your host, Suze Chadwick, certified business and mindset coach, author, and speaker. Each week, we'll be talking about simple but powerful business and mindset strategies that will help you build a lean, clean, and profitable business so you can learn to get out of your own way and pay yourself more. Forget average. It's time to level up. Hey, gorgeous. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm excited to share this week's episode with you. It's a little late this week because I was in Queenstown, New Zealand on a family holiday. We ziplined, we luged, which is like a toboggan thing. We drove around and saw the sights. Queenstown is stunning if you've never been. I went a couple of years ago and I was excited to get back, and it just doesn't disappoint. It's majestic. It is surrounded by incredible mountains, and it was just a very chilled and great break. Bit odd to do it at the beginning of the year, but it was all good. So listen, today I'm sharing 10 years of business lessons with you. Obviously, I'm just going to give you the highlight. But in March 2014, I registered my business. Did I have a clue exactly what I was doing? No. I just knew that I wanted to do something myself. And I thought, well, let's give it a go. Let's figure it out as we go. Let's start this and start making it happen. And I'm sure, like many of you who have started a business, you probably felt the same. And I feel like I've learned so much in that period of time. Like when I think about the different iterations of my business, I'm just like, wow. You know, when you look back, you think, oh, I wish I had done that sooner, or I wish I had moved quicker when it came to, you know, whatever it was, building my courses, changing my business model, taking the leap into being a full-time business owner. But at the end of the day, the ride is what it is. It takes as long as it takes, and you learn a lot along the way. So these are my 10 lessons for you from 10 years in business. So let's start at the very beginning. A little bit of context is that I was running an employer brand agency in a corporate when I first started my business. I just knew that there was something else that I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to do my own thing. My kids were around about 2 and 4 at the time, and I was working in the city. And I just followed my intuition. I think that is something that's so important. It's not one of the lessons, but it should be, is that I had this gut feeling and I just followed the breadcrumbs. And if you've been around here for a while, you'll know that that's something that I say often, is that when you sense that there's something that you can do, something that could be an opportunity, you've just got a feeling about it. You've just got to follow the breadcrumbs and back yourself to have a go and see what happens. And so I registered the business in March 2014. I started a free Facebook group, and then I messaged friends and family and said to them, I am going to be starting my own business. I'm going to be doing some career coaching. Crazy, but true. Some career coaching and some brand coaching. It was all a bit higgledy-piggledy, but because I'd come from a recruitment and HR background, I thought, well, I don't know, maybe I should stick with what I know as well, even though I was running a brand agency at the time. But I was conscious that I couldn't be in competition at all with the job that I had. So I thought, well, let me start in career coaching. But as I always say, just because you can doesn't mean that you should. And 100%, it wasn't what I should have done, but it was a start. And you can't be upset about where you start because it gets you moving in the direction that you end up going anyway. So I got my first few clients from friends who referred people that they knew, and I did some career coaching, and that didn't last very long. Like I had a couple of clients and then I realized this is definitely not what I want to do. So I was helping out a girlfriend who wanted to leave corporate and she wanted to start her own business. And she said, how did you start the brand agency? And I sat down and I worked through it all with her. And just on that dining room table, over that glass of wine, I found my spark. like I found the thing that really lit me up. And I was like, this is so fun. This just works for my brain. I love mapping it out. I love answering questions about what I did and how I did it and what worked and what didn't. And I'd been running teams, like large teams prior to that. I had managed really large budgets. We had done a lot of sales work. So a lot of the business elements to me just felt very normal and natural. And so that's what I decided to do. My girlfriend was like, you need to do this. So that's kind of how I got started. And then I opened the Facebook group, which ended up having like 3,000 to 4,000 women in it. And you've got to remember, this was right at the beginning, I feel, of the internet hype, where Marie Forleo was like really the only person, as far as I knew, that was doing online business. Amy Porterfield, Kimra Luna was somebody else who was around at the time then. And it just all felt very new, like online business just wasn't a huge thing. And so it was a really interesting time when I look back on it now. And then for those who've been around a while, you'll know that I ended up running Epic Summit. Now, one thing that I don't always talk about is that I was supposed to run that in October 2014. But because we didn't sell the number of tickets that I needed to sell, we pushed it to March, was it March or April 2015? And it was a huge risk. Like the event cost $40,000. We broke even in the end, but there were many moments during that period of trying to sell the event. Lisa Messenger was our keynote speaker, of trying to sell that event, where I just thought I could lose like 20 grand. And this is the first big thing that I'm doing in my business. So lesson number one, and maybe not to this extent, but I would say you do have to take some risks. So that was a risk that I took. I could have taken a much smaller one. But one thing I really learned that I feel goes with taking risks is that when you decide to take a risk, you have to leave no stone unturned when you're going after big things. Like I could not sit there and go, oh, well, we tried a few things and tickets didn't sell. No, no, no. This was money I'd taken out of my mortgage where I was said to my husband, we could lose 20 grand. My husband is a very calm and very level-headed person who was like, we'll figure it out. It's fine. We'll figure it out. And in that moment, crying in that moment, I thought I will die before I let that happen. So I collaborated, I contacted people, I called in favors. I was like all over it, messaging people, inviting them individually. Like there was no way that I was not going to make that a success. And on the day we had like 100 people in the day, 125 in the evening. It generally went to plan. There were definitely some hiccups, but at the end of the day, I did every single thing that was humanly available to me to make that a success. And I think the reason that this is the first lesson is because sometimes I feel like people go into business and they get their socials up, they get their website up, and then they're like, well, nobody bought, or I just didn't really find any clients. And that mentality of leaving no stone unturned when you take a risk like starting a business, I think is where we've got to start. Like you just can't be passive when you're starting a business. So that's lesson number one. Take risks, but when you do, you've got to be all in. Lesson number two, you make your own opportunities. Don't wait for others to give them to you. Because at the end of the day, nobody is coming to save you in business. You have to do that yourself. And so when I first started, for those who have been around, I started speaking when I was 16, when I got into corporate and they would sponsor events. I was the one that they wheeled out. I would speak in front of hundreds of people in the jobs that I was in. I would run training. So for me, speaking was a very natural thing. It was something that I really loved doing. I wanted to do it. And so when I came into the entrepreneurial space, I didn't have a brand. My business was really new. And so people didn't ask me to come and speak or be on podcasts or things like that. So I decided to create my own events. So I emceed Epic Summit. I emceed, you know, the next one that we did in 2016 with Emma Isaacs as well. I ran workshops at One Roof. I put together panel events and I was on the panel. Things like that where I just made my own opportunities. And once I start creating and making my own opportunities, then other people started to invite me to come and speak at their events. And I started getting paid to be the MC of the day and things like that. So I just really want to encourage you to sit down and think about what is it that I want? What do I want more of in my business? And how can I create those opportunities for myself? You know, another really great example is that I would love to be published in more online magazines and things like that from a brand perspective. And every now and again, I'll get asked to do that. But otherwise, I'm pitching articles to online publications or to PR and things like that and to podcasts. And you've got to be somebody who goes after their own opportunities. Don't be somebody that just sits back and hopes and wishes that what you really want to happen is actually going to come to you. You've got to go and get it yourself. Lesson number three is that there are always people who will help you and support you, but you have to be brave enough to ask for help when you need it. And so finding your inner circle who you can laugh and cry with, who will listen and be there for you is so important. Now, we hear this all the time, but I really want to put some parameters around it as well. So I have got my little Facebook chat group with 4 or 5 other amazing women in business who've got similar businesses to mine in different niches, who get my business, who understand the ups and downs and the challenges of a coaching and course-based business. And so when I need help, I go in that group and I'm like, guys, I need help. Like, this is not working. This is what's happened. What do you think about this? They share their sales pages. They share things that they're testing and trying. But it's a very supportive group where sometimes it's like, this really crappy thing just happened and I feel awful about it, or it's just made me feel really rubbish. And we all kind of go in and we support one another. And that is the kind of support that you want to try and find for yourself. Now, you're not potentially always just going to find that group already formed. Myself and somebody else ended up saying, let's create a group together. We knew one other person, and then she brought in 2 people that I didn't know. But because I knew her, they were my people as well. And so it just formed really naturally, but it was an intentional formation. And it's become a group that is a trusted advisory group where we can have social chats as well as business chats. And I think that finding those people for you is such an important thing to do, because you need a space where you can ask for help. And if you can't ask for help, you'll suffer a lot in your business doing things alone. Next, lesson number 4, you will never be great at everything. Sorry, I know it's a shock to you, but you've got to stick with your zone of genius, learn as much as you can, and hire for your weaknesses. Now, one thing that I wish I'd done earlier was hire more of a team earlier on. I know that there are certain people I would love to have on my team, and that's still something that's in kind of development as well. And I do kind of struggle a little bit with this as well, because I know that there are online businesses that have just got one person that helps them, and then others that have got, you know, more of a team. But I think it's just deciding what you really need. So for me, I have somebody, like if I need a contract written, that I go to. I have an accountant that's, you know, in my business all the time. I pay them monthly. And so it's an investment in some people. I've got my online business manager. I pay for that monthly. There are people who I have decided to commit to who help me in my business. But I'm really aware that there are things that I do not do as well. And so I really need to ensure that I get help with those things as and when I need them. And just being the person who's willing to invest in that, I think is really important. You know, a lot of times we might invest in a website and in copywriting and in things like that, but when it comes to support for us, we don't. Whether it's a coach, whether it's a VA, whether it's whatever else you need in your business, I think you've got to make those decisions and decide when you're going to invest and how you're going to invest as well. And being able to make those decisions is really, really important. And so think about who you might need to outsource to so that you can continue to do the things that you want to be doing and that's really going to help you to grow as well. Lesson number 5 is grit, focus, and tenacity and determination matter when times get tough. At the end of the day, business is a roller coaster ride. If you're new, FYI, if you've been in business for a while, you'll know. And so there's a couple of things here. This has got multiple points to this lesson. Number one, your ability to focus and be tenacious matters. Number two in this lesson is learning to deal with the ups and downs and the roller coaster of business. And the third part of this lesson is being able to bounce back fast from your failures. So when you are in the dip of the roller coaster, how long does it take you to get back up? And I've had clients before where this has been something that we've really had to work on because sometimes things will not go to plan and it'll just take them out. And I'm kind of like, come on, we've got to get back in the game here. And so I think you've also got to know what's my contingency plan here. Like not having all your eggs in one basket is a big one because business is a roller coaster ride. You know, for people when COVID hit, who they only had one revenue stream and that revenue stream got hit, that was kind of it unless they were able to be agile and yes, I'm going to use the P word, pivot. But one of the things that you have to really think about is, okay, I'm going to be really determined. I'm going to have a lot of grit. I'm going to know exactly what it is that I want to be doing. I'm going to have multiple revenue streams. When things don't go the way that I want, I will have contingency plans. Like I know how to manage and run a business so that I don't have all my eggs in one basket. And I think this is a really big lesson because your ability to not only be agile, but also be really resilient as a business owner is a lesson that I have to say I have learned many, many times. The business over the last 10 years, we started with nothing. We went to 100K months. We came back down from that. We've gone back up. We've come back down. Like literally, it is a roller coaster ride. And you've got to really think about, okay, how do we, when we've got lots of money coming in, how do we make sure that we think about the longevity of the business so that when we go into a dip on the roller coaster ride, we're prepared for it? How do we ensure that we're investing back into the business? How do we make sure that we know what's going on with money and how we're managing it? From a mindset perspective, how am I continuing to manage my mind so that I'm resilient and that I'm focused and that I'm determined when I'm marketing the business and when I am, you know, selling and when I'm connecting with new clients and helping them to grow their business? Like, what are all the things that I need personally as a business owner in order to be able to have longevity when it comes to business as well? Which leads me to point or lesson number 6, which is to be continuously curious and hungry to keep learning and growing. Because, and I heard this at an event the other day, I've heard it before, but it just kind of was a fresh hit for me, which I loved, is that your business can only grow to the extent that you're willing to grow personally. So you've got to keep pushing yourself, exploring new ideas, testing new things, because otherwise business gets pretty stale. And so I had a call this morning with a new person in my network. She's in London and we had such a great conversation. And I just said to her, you know, I really feel like I am a glow stick because every few years I have to break in order to shine brighter. And she just said she's so related with that because we had similar businesses where you know, we're now going through the growing pains of becoming community first, changing platforms, changing a lot of systems, having to learn and develop these whilst I'm still working with clients and we're still managing our community and all the rest of it. And sometimes you've got a break in order to go to that next level. Sometimes you've got to go through really hard things. But at the end of the day, I already know that I'm going to learn so much in this process. And one of the things that I've really loved is, you know, we're really focusing on community first this year. And so moving to a new platform is going to help me to do that. But I've been listening to so many great podcasts on building communities in 2024 and how the market has changed and what people are looking for, how their behaviors change, how to build more engagement. You know, really thinking about what do I want from this community too? What am I trying to build? What's the vision for it? And so I'm very curious and I'm very hungry to keep learning because the market's always changing and our behavior's always changing. It's so important for you to be in that mindset of continual growth and self-improvement because you can't grow your business further than you've grown personally. Number seven is doing things even when you don't feel like it. I think that it's what separates successful businesses from businesses that fail. So I talk about this as far as professional practices go and just doing the things that you said that you were going to do. This is like such a huge thing and it's one of the main lessons. Like, for example, I was away on holidays this week. I've got loads of business to sort out and I didn't really feel like doing the podcast today, but it's not something that is a negotiable thing in the business. It is something that I do every week. And we had a whole lot of podcasts batched and, you know, we've gone through those. And so today I needed to record the podcast. And so that's exactly what I'm doing. And I'm going to show up and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. And the other thing is that this is like the third time that I've had to record certain parts of this podcast because my tech has failed me. Now, I could easily throw in the towel and just say, I'm not doing it. Nothing's working. But at the end of the day, that's not what I have made the commitment to you to do. And so one of the things that I say is you don't want to be an emotional toddler. You want to make decisions as a CEO in your business. You want to make commercial decisions. You want to commit to the things that you have said that you're going to do. When you create strategies and plans, you show up and you make it happen. And I think that there are businesses that start and then they're like, oh, I don't really feel like doing it. And then their business fails and they wonder why. And I will say this till the cows come home to my clients, you have to do the things that you said you were going to do. When I do time blocking in my diary, that time is for me. That time is to get done what I need to get done. And I show up and I do it, whether I feel like it or not. And I think that when you can make those commitments, it means that the time that you're working in your business is so much more productive. It means that you're getting things done in a more efficient and effective way instead of putting time in your diary and then faffing about, procrastinating, like being unproductive. So really think about, are you committing to the things that you said that you were going to do? And are you doing the things that you need to, even when you don't feel like it? Lesson number eight, which is a bit of an interesting one, but it's something I've been thinking about a lot, is that clients and friends will come and go. Value everyone, but don't live in the past and don't hold on to things that don't help you to move forward. And the reason that this has been a lesson for me is because it's really easy to get attached to clients. It's really easy when you've been working with them for months or years. It can be hard to let go. And I've had business friends who I had years ago who are no longer around. And it's just kind of, once again, managing that roller coaster of relationships within business as well. And not becoming too attached. And what I mean by that is it's not that you don't value the people that you have around you, but just seeing it for what it is. So people come for a reason or they come for a season. And you might have relationships that you'll have for a really long time, but you'll also have relationships that you only have for short periods. And just being okay with that. I was chatting with my new connection this morning and we were talking about clients who sometimes live rent-free in your mind after you've finished work with them like a long time ago. And there might be different reasons for that. We were talking about the different reasons and there may not have been closure. The relationship may not have gone exactly the way that you wanted. Maybe you felt like there was more of a relationship there than what there was, whatever it might be. And so I think that when you are a solo business owner, it's natural to build relationships with people, but you've just got to make sure that you're building relationships with the right people who are really there to support you, and also just being okay with letting go when the time comes to let that friendship go as well. Number 9 is find space for rest, reflection, and peace. Us Aussies, we love to work to live, and that is something that I just want to remind you that we want to be doing, because your business is something you do. It's not who you are. I'm just going to say that again. Your business is something you do. It's not who you are. And I really loved this conversation recently where we were talking about if you were to introduce yourself to somebody but you weren't allowed to say what it is that you do, what would you say? Really interesting, right? And I think a lot of times we put all these labels on ourselves. So I'm a business coach, I'm a speaker, I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm a this, I'm a that. And it's what I am to other people. And the question is, who am I to myself? And for me, I'm a traveler, I'm an adventurer, I'm a singer, I'm a dancer, I'm a creative spirit, I'm a connector, I want to laugh, I want to cry, I want to experience all of the emotions, and I want to build incredible friendships and relationships. And I think that when we get into business, it's really easy to become all consumed and it's really easy to overwork a lot of the times. Like when I first started my business, I would work all the hours that God sent. I loved it. I would do it for free. I was like, this is the best thing ever. And then obviously a few years later, you kind of find your balance, you set some boundaries, you learn what works and what doesn't work, and then you put that in place. And so now it works really well for me. I love the fact that I can get up early, work, finish my day early, take a Friday off if I need to, go on holidays as and when I need to as well, and still pay myself really well. And I think that just making sure that you find that space for rest and reflection and just peace so that you can live the kind of life that you want to live and be the person that you want to be. Like, what do you need to create for yourself? What space do you need to create for yourself in order to live the kind of life that you want to live? I think sometimes we forget that a lot of times we get into business to have the freedom to not be on the corporate, you know, treadmill and to be at the beck and call of other people, but that we get to choose how we work, when we work, what we work on. And sometimes I think we become slaves to our business. That whole thing of, you know, I left 9 to 5 to work 5 till 12 or whatever it is where you're working all the hours, that's a choice. I think that we have to look at, what am I spending my time on? Is it productive? Is it helping me move forward? And how can I set my life up and my business in a way that makes me feel good and not like I'm driving myself into the ground? So that is lesson number 9. Set your boundaries, find your space. Remember that your business is what you do. It's not who you are. And my friend, we're on the home stretch. Lesson number 10, the most important lesson, I think, is to back yourself every single day. Don't look for external validation. Learn to find that in yourself. And I think that as women in business, which is who most of my audience are, for the guys out there, sending a hello, but just learning to be your own cheerleader, managing your mind to remind yourself that you are great at what you do. You wouldn't have gone into business if you didn't think that you were capable and competent of doing a great job and actually running your business as well. And I think sometimes we have to remind ourselves of that, is that you have to be the one that's like, I'm really good at this. I can help my clients. I want to sell what I have so that I can work with more of the people that I want to work with and that I can achieve what I want to achieve. Like, I have these goals and I can figure out how to make this happen. And I think if you back yourself every single day, and I'm going to say every day because that's what is required to build your confidence and build your courage to be able to continue on this journey. Yes, 10 years later, I do it every day that, yeah, I can do this. Like, let's go. I know that I can help my clients grow their business. I know I can help my clients become more confident and courageous and build their personal brand. Yes, I'm going to run the workshop, even though I don't know whether I'm going to get the signups or not. I'm going to take the risk. I'm going to back myself every day. I'm going to show up and I'm going to market because I'm going to back myself today that the right people are going to find me and that I'm going to build the relationships that are going to help me to continue to grow my business. And so this is your big call to action. This is the lesson that I've learned that has carried me through 10 years successfully in business. And when I say successfully, it means that I've worked with amazing people. My business has grown. I have paid myself well every single month. To me, that is what success is. I don't need to be making $1 million a month. I don't need to have awards and accolades, which are all nice and well and good. But you have got to define what success looks like for you. And then you've got to work towards that. And whatever that looks like, you've just got to continue to back yourself every day that yes, I can work the hours I want. Yes, I can take the holidays that I want. Yes, I can be the human that I want to be. Yes, I can work with incredible clients. Yes, I can create my own opportunities. Yes, I can learn whatever it is that I need to. Yes, I have the tenacity and determination. I really want you to think about, are you backing yourself every day? Are you doing what is required to become the kind of competent, confident, courageous business owner that you want to be? And if you're not, then this is your reminder to do it because that is what gives you longevity. That is what will help you to continue to grow. And that is what will help you to become magnetic to the kind of clients that you want to be working with. And so, my lovely, those are my 10 lessons from 10 years in business. I hope that you've learned something from me today. I hope that you've taken something away. And if you have been around for the last 10 years or even the last, 10 days, I just want to say thanks. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Thank you to my clients. Thank you to my community. Thank you to people who have supported me. Thank you to my family, even though they're not going to hear this. Like, I'm so grateful for the people that have come into my life, and I'm so grateful for the incredible women that I have had the opportunity to work with. And I think about so many of them all the time, and I just think that I'm so lucky. I'm so proud of the business that I've built, and I've got so much more to do as well. So this is just a thanks to you. And, if you've got any questions or anything you want to share with me, then you can always DM me at Suze Chadwick. I would love to hear from you. But that is it for another week. Even though I didn't feel like it, I did it. And you know something? I did it just for you.